Includes all of our other business, excuse me, old business. Next on the agenda is public comment. This is the time where anyone that would like to make a comment to us that concerns Planning and Zoning Commission, it cannot have anything to do with anything that we've heard in the past or that we have, but will have in front of us on our agenda. But it's just time to make general comments. Is there anyone here that would like to make a general comment? Okay, there being none, is there any further?
Talk about solar stuff generally?
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah, I know you had talked about that.
So I didn't know if we could do that.
Sure, I mean, we can just.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we'll have, if it's going to be a more of a discussion, if you have a request, we can just sort of make that request and bring it back on another agenda.
Okay, I would like Mr. Whitehouse to see where we are with the solar farm applications that we've had, what's been approved, what's under construction, what's completed. I just feel like we have just been inundated with solar farms. And my concern is that we're putting conditions on these approvals that we're giving, not knowing if we're making the right decision on these. There may be something that we realize after they're constructed that, oh gosh, we're requiring them to do that, but now that's going to be a nightmare for the constable, or the woven fabric doesn't work, or whatever the case may be. Or there may be other things that we think, oh my gosh, we should have required them to do X, Y, and Z.
Sure. And I'm happy to put that report together. It will take a little bit more time because there is over 40 of them to research. So I was about to suggest that the next two meetings, April 1st and April 15th, the Commission will see slightly longer agendas, mostly because of the April 15th, the extra items that were originally due to be here today are being moved to April 15th. So my suggestion is if we allow the month of April to complete that research,
yep.
We come back to you in May.
That's so. Perfectly fine. Whatever time you need, but I would like to have that information because we have seen so many, and honestly, I'm tired of seeing the solar farms without knowing more information of what we're going to end up with. And the way that the ordinance is, I have to say, you know, I'm saying I reluctantly vote yes, but I don't really have any option to vote against it because of the way that the ordinance is written. So I think there needs to be further conversation about how our ordinance is written as well and the locations that we're putting these things in.
And we don't have any that are redevelopment of existing properties really, right? They're all taking farmland or forested land and converting them into solar farms.
Some of them may have had dwellings on them, but no, they're not brownfield sites in that respect.
Yeah, so like no commercial sites.
Like, you know, agricultural buildings that were being torn down, you know, like old chicken houses. I think there was one that was that, yeah. The other thing is, though, I would also add to that report, you know, it's been long enough now where we've had this in play to start looking at whether any of those have sunset also.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would be good if we knew the reasons that they haven't been built, if that's something that we could have access to. So, for example, one of the complaints recently was Delmarva Power Exelon had delayed something. I suspect we might find that could be the root cause of a lot of the delays. Just speculating, but I think we've heard it more than once.
But we also
give them a free pass with that, though, right? Sunset is sunset.
No, it's sunset, sunset.
Yeah. Agreed.
But to that point, during the presentation of the hearing of conditional use number 2614 for Vines Creek, they said that DP&L was ready to take it online. So I'm anxious to see how quickly that really happens. What does that mean? Because they made that like a big deal with, in my opinion, you know, with their announcement. So I just think that there needs to be a lot more consideration. I don't want our whole entire county, everywhere we're driving past, to be nothing but a bunch of fields of metal.
Or agricultural land that's tied up under a pending approval that never gets built.
That's right. Either, you know? Yeah.
So we'll put that back on. That's probably enough to keep us safe under FOIA to have that discussion, but we'll put it back on for when Jamie and his staff have gotten that. Yeah, and we can have that conversation at the end.
Thank you for that, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Anything else on that? Okay. All right. Does anybody else have anything else for discussion? No?
I guess just one thing. If you all have been following, and I sent out some information, but at County Council, not this Tuesday, but two Tuesdays ago, there were four ordinances that were introduced that follow the Land Use Working Group, the work of the Land Use Working Group. And so those have now been introduced and advertised. And so, as you know, since there are changes to Chapter 99 and 115, they will come through the Planning and Zoning Commission for public hearings sometime also in April, right?
Yeah, our first meeting. April 1st. And so there will be no other business on that item. We will go straight into public hearings because of the increased number of public hearings.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it'll be too long a meeting.
Yeah, I saw you had discussion on that yesterday as well.
And it's that's all online. You can find the ordinances, but I just pushed that all out to you all so you can see what those are.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good information to have. Was there anything else? Anything else for the good of the order? Okay. There being none, I call meeting adjourned.